Chapter 6, Killing the Vatsasura and Bakasura Demons. One day, a fruit lady came down the road in front of Nanda Maharaj's house. She called out, "If anyone wants fruits, please come and take them from me." The child Krishna took some grains of rice in his hands, as he had seen the older people do, to exchange them for fruits. But his hands were very small, and he was not so careful to hold the grains very well. So he dropped most of them as he walked. The Lord was so very beautiful and charming that the fruit lady just filled his hands and arms with as many fruits as the child could hold. When she looked back at her basket again, she saw that it had become filled with jewels, where there had only been fruits a moment before. Just by getting a few of her fruits, Lord Krishna had in turn given her a great fortune. On another day, Lord Krishna played with Balaram and the other children on the bank of the Jamuna River. It was already late in the morning, so Balaram's mother Rohini went to call them back home. They just wouldn't listen to her and played more and more. So Mother Rohini went home alone and sent Mother Yashoda there to try to bring them home. Mother Yashoda said, "It is already very late for your lunch. You must be very hungry, my dear little child. You must be tired from playing for so long." "Balaram, my dear, you are the glory of your family. Please come back with your younger brother Krishna immediately. You have been playing all morning and you must be very tired. Please come back and take your lunch at home. Your father Nandaraj is waiting for you both. He has to eat, so you must come back so that he can eat." As soon as Krishna and Balaram heard that Nanda Maharaj was waiting for them and could not take his food without them, they started to go home. Their other playmates cried, "Krishna is leaving just when we are having the most fun. Next time we won't allow you to leave. In fact, next time maybe we shouldn't let you play with us again if you're going to spoil everything by leaving so soon." Krishna became afraid, and instead of going back home, he turned around to play with his friends again. Mother Yashoda scolded those boys and told Krishna, "My dear Krishna, do you think that you are a street boy with no home? I see your body is very dirty from playing since early morning. Now come home and take your bath. Besides, today is your birthday, and you should come and give away cows in charity to the Brahmana priests. Then, later you may go on playing." When the children finally came with her, Mother Yashoda took them home and gave them a good bath. She dressed them very nicely in new clothes, jewels, and other ornaments and garlands. She called Brahmana priests to the house and gave away many cows to them in charity to celebrate Krishna's birthday at home. One day, because demons came to disturb the children so often, all the cowherd men decided to move with their families and children to a nice place near Vrindavan called Govardhan Hill. Everyone loaded all their belongings on carts. The old men, women, and children sat on the carts. All the cows and bulls walked in front. The men surrounded them, carrying bows and arrows and blowing on their horns and bugles. When they got there, they circled around Vrindavan by keeping the carts all together. After seeing how beautiful Govardhan Hill was on the bank of the Jamuna River, they began to build their new homes. Krishna and Balaram were now old enough to take charge of the small calves. So along with other little cowherd boys, they went to the fields with their calves. Sometimes they played on their flutes, and sometimes they played ball with amalaki fruits. Sometimes they danced and made tinkling sounds with their ankle bells. Sometimes they made themselves into bulls and cows by covering themselves with blankets. Once, when Krishna and Balaram played there, a demon named Vatsasura turned himself into a small calf and walked with the other calves in the field. But Krishna saw this. "Balaram," he said, "that is the Vatsasura demon, not a calf." Both brothers followed him and sneaked up on him. Krishna caught the demon calf by the two back legs and tail, whipped him around very hard, and threw him up into a tree. When the demon fell down from the top of the tree and lay dead on the ground, all the playmates of Krishna called out, "Well done, well done," and the demigods in the sky showered flowers with great satisfaction. Every day, the cowherd boys went to the bank of the river to water their calves. The boys would drink water also. While drinking one day, they saw a huge animal which looked something like a duck and was as big as a hill. They all became afraid. The name of this beast was Bakasura, and he was a friend of the demon Kamsa. He came toward them slowly. Quickly, he attacked Krishna with his sharp beak and swallowed him up. The boys became so terribly afraid, they didn't know what they were going to do. Suddenly, the Bakasura demon felt a burning in his throat. Krishna was becoming hotter and hotter, like fire in the demon's throat. Finally, the demon vomited Krishna up and tried to kill him by pinching him in his beaks. But Krishna was faster than the demon. He caught hold of those great big beaks. In front of all of his friends, he broke open Bakasura's mouth just as easily as a child splits a blade of grass. Up in the sky, the demigods played music with bugles, drums, and conch shells, and showered chamele flowers, the sweetest smelling of all flowers.